Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
All right, we're just a week out from a massive event happening in Fermoy. Sunday, the 28th of June, the Blackwater Triathlon is taking place, hosted by Blackwater Triathlon Club. Delighted to be joined by Ronan Fox now from Blackwater Triathlon Club. So tell me all about it, Ronan. How are you, sir?
I'm really excited. As you mentioned, one week left to go, and it's really the excitement is ramping up amazingly. So our event is going to be on Sunday week, starts at 9 and will finish at 1:30, and there are three different events that people can choose from. We have a try for the people who've never done it before. We'd welcome anybody to come along. We have a sprint, and then we have an Olympic event. But the first swim starts in the River Blackwater at 9. So we'd welcome everybody to come along. If you're thinking about getting fit, now's the time to come along and see what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Talk to me about the organisation, Roland, that goes into it from you guys, from a club perspective.
So we've been organising this for the last 6 months because our first goal is to make sure that all of our competitors and the spectators are kept completely safe. Mm-hmm. So we have an event management plan that's been approved by Triathlon Ireland. And we also have a safety plan that we've worked with the County Council and the Gardaí to make sure that everything is going to be carried out in a very safe manner for everybody.
Next, obviously, safety is your number one priority, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that, in very simple terms, we want to make sure that the participants leave in the same way that they arrived.
That's a good way to put it. How many years now have you guys been running this triathlon?
I believe it's over 10 years, and it's been a very, very successful event. We anticipate this year to have about 150 to 200 participants. And it's a great way for people to get in. Introduced to triathlons.
Yeah, because triathlon, I think, can kind of sound a bit daunting to just your average cyclist or your average runner or your average swimmer. So how do people, I suppose, go about taking their running or their swimming or their cycling and combining it with the other sports and taking that first step, I guess?
So we're super lucky in Fermoy. We have our own swimming pool in Fermoy, and we have, for our club, we have training 3 nights a week in winter. So that gets people used to the swim. For people who are unused to swimming, we have our try, and that swim distance is only 200 meters. Mm-hmm. It goes up to the Olympic, which is 1500 meters. But our goal for the swimming is to do it comfortably. Then you go to transition, take off your wetsuit, get your bike gear, helmet on, and then you do the bike ride. For the Olympic, it's 40 kilometers, and for the sprint and try it's 20 kilometers. You come back to the park, leave your bike, get changed into your runners, and then it's out on the road. It actually goes by amazingly quickly because of the adrenaline that people have, but just a fantastic event, and it's a great way to stay fit.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. How long have you been involved in triathlon now, Ron?
I'm unusual. I only started when I was 60. I did a half Ironman the following year, and then in 2023 did the full Ironman. So did absolutely, I was a couch potato for 40 years, like literally 40 yeah. years, did nothing. And in our club, we have people of all ages right throughout the club. Some of the members are in their mid-70s. So it's a fantastic fitness event as a sport, and also for social. We go for coffee after all of our swims and after all of our runs and bike rides. Just fantastic way of getting to meet people and stay fit at the same time.
Yeah, so like that's obviously what attracts you, I suppose, to triathlon. It's actually probably what kept you in triathlon as well, as that sense of camaraderie between all the members of the club.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the great thing is that we have equal members of women and men. Mm-hmm. We do unusual events as well, in addition to triathlon. In 2024, we did the Mizzen to Malin. So over 4 days, we rode from the very south of Ireland to the very far north of Ireland. And in August, we're going to France for the Alpe d'Huez, which is a similar event to an Ironman, but it goes up one of the iconic climbs for the Tour de France.
Oh wow, that sounds like an amazing occasion. So you say you were a Coach Potato roller, so that means you didn't do any running or any cycling or anything like that before you started triathlon.
No, gave it up after when I left university. Life took over, unfortunately. Yeah, anybody can do it. We have people at all levels within our club, and the thing that I really, really like about the club is that everybody is super towards all of our new members and our
100%.
existing members. Super, super helpful.
Yeah, look, I suppose you're never too old, I guess. I ran my first marathon at 40, so I know what it's like to take up something a little bit later in life. And it's just that kind of, I suppose, sign on that, like, you're never too old to start something, no matter how old you think you are. And I suppose the key message, I suppose, is reach out to clubs, I suppose, and talk to them, because clubs like yours and clubs like mine, my own club, Watergrass LAC, they're incredibly friendly places, and there's so many people out there who are willing to help you and give you advice and to lead you on your journey.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Watergrass Hill. I'm a member of the Watergrass Hill over the
Over
Hill
the
Cycling Club. And when I saw the jersey, first of all, it said over the hill, and I thought, oh, okay, I'm 60. This is an opportunity for me. But it actually meant over the hill for Watergrass Hill, but super, super club as well. And there are any amount of clubs, be it cycling, swimming, running clubs. Just get out and do something.
100%. Yeah, that's something I'd massively recommend and advocate for as well. It's just reaching out and just trying it and putting one foot in front of the other and seeing how you get on. And I
Exactly.
guarantee you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it 100%. So look, we're a week out now, Ronan. Like, what's the next week like for you guys? I'd imagine it's all hands to the pump and it's going to be fairly hectic.
Well, we have detailed project plans for our entire race, and then we have detailed project plans for each of the individual events, swim, bike, run. So Friday is going to be super important. We'll be setting up the transition area in Fermoy Park on Friday and Saturday. On the Sunday, we're going to be there at 6 in the morning to make sure that everything is ab absolutely spot on. And then the race briefing for our first race starts at 8:30. So we're used to running the event, but in turn, there's always something new. So we'd really encourage everybody to come along, try it out, and then if you like it, or just come along and participate, sorry, not participate, to look at it and maybe take it up next year.
100%, yeah. And is registration still open? How, when does registration close?
It closed the day before the event, so on the Friday. In order to sign up, you go to Triathlon Ireland website, look up Blackwater Triathlon event and sign up. It's super easy.
100%. Ronan, wish you the very, very best luck with the event. I don't think you guys need it because I think you've got it down to a T at this point. Sounds like a very, very well-oiled machine. But very, very best luck with it, and I hope it all goes well.
Thank you very much.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.